решили мы, друзья, зайти подегустировать. Надо сказать, что в Санта-Крус, в горах тут, где-то около 80 виноделин, но вот в данном случае вы видите 4, где можно дегустировать. Вот вы видите там за спиной у меня еще парочку. А так, если вот так в радиусе 5 минут пешком, наверное, еще 1,5-2 десятка. Но мы заходим вот сюда. Почему мы сюда заходим? Потому что я это место люблю за картинки, которые здесь висят. Тут вот видите, какие красивые картины. Вот. И мы с Азатом будем дегустировать. Значит, 5 вин. Дегустация стоит по 15 баксов на рыло. Вот, дегустирующая. И мы сейчас вот сядем культурно и будем дегустировать. Вот называется это место. Сонес. Cellars – это погребки, погреба, так сказать. Окей.
You local or you're from, based on your...
I'm from England.
England, I can tell that.
Yeah. Англичанин, друзья, англичанин.
Okay.
I've lived here for 30 plus years.
So, oh, here.
So is it the...
There's a Zinfandel grape.
Okay, the one which is used to make the wines.
Yeah, the wine, though the rest of it's in there. I processed today.
Okay.
Oh, is that right?
So you are a winemaker, actually.
I'm a winemaker. Oh,
gosh. Yeah, let me smell it.
So this is just
brought,
brought in today.
Yeah, it's
brought it.
So
yeah,
how many days it'll take to get somewhere? In a first step, whatever that means.
Yeah, 10 days to ferment.
10 uh-huh. days at least.
Да, 10 дней на ферментацию. And all those barrels over there,
yes,
they are waiting for
yes.
customers?
Well, some of them are empty, but yes, it's, okay. So they're ready to bottle.
But okay. you should have some other place as well, no?
No, I mean, this is it. This is the winery, yeah. And,
oh.
and the shop.
So you have actually no warehouse where you keep...
No. As you can see, this is it.
Oh, the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing. We're very small. We do about
who did the pictures?
My cousin Ben Davis.
Also from England?
No, he's from Sacramento.
Okay, he's local. Okay.
He's local, yeah.
Good. He did it before consuming wine or after?
He started this, gosh, painting about 15 years ago when
okay.
he was living in San Francisco.
Okay, okay. Beautiful. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Значит, друзья, англичанин, значит, у него братан живет в Сакраменто, нарисовал картинки. А вот из
the hedgehogs, okay. Well, one of our wine, or two of our wines, we call the hedgehog wine.
So they are kind of associated with wines.
Well, no. What originally, when we wanted to start the business, uh-huh. we thought one of the names we thought we would use is hedgehog.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm from England and I grew up with hedgehogs.
Ёжиком хотели назвать business.
It didn't seem right. So in the end, we use our last name, Sones. That's our last
name. Sones. Okay, свою фамилию использовали вместо ёжика.
And then when we did our refillable bottle, we called it Hedgehog.
Oh, refillable.
But you have some brands, yeah? Some yeah.
Okay.
wine brands, Hedgehog.
Yeah, for some reason
red.
I didn't pay attention in the beginning.
Yeah, okay. yeah
now
so,
I got it, yeah.
So, you know, with this flip top.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, you buy the bottle, buy the wine,
yeah.
drink the wine, come back.
Come back.
Да, у них есть такая штука, покупаешь бутылку, потом приходишь, и у них есть дежурное вино. Вот в этой бочке дежурное вино. Вот приходишь со своей бутылкой, они там... Раньше цена была $12. Вот, и они за $12, ты пришел туда, заполнился бутылку и ушел. Потом еще пришел, заполнил. Каждый раз как вот... Ну, даже такое дежурное вино. Слушайте, у них тут майки есть с этими картинами.
Это я не знал. Очень интересно. Может быть, надо маечку у них такую взять.
So, you actually sell the short t-shirt?
Yeah, we do sell the
t-shirt. It looks like over there?
Some of them are like, yes. I don't think I have that one, but I have some of the other.
Фирменные стаканчики мы начинаем с белого. Это у них называется white blend, то есть такая смесь. Видимо, разные сорта винограда.
In that blend, what that would have been?
Sorry?
What is on the on this blend?
The blend is a blend of Pinot Gris, Torontes, Viognier, and Chenin Blanc.
Okay.
In descending order.
So four разных. Друзья, четыре разных. Только для вас, только на нашем канале блогер употребляет алкоголь в прямом, можно сказать, не в прямом эфире, но прямо, прямо на глазах у почтенной публики. Я вам скажу, что винсут неплохое.
Окей.
Чего?
Надо говорить, Дамир.
Да, Дамир хочет попробовать. Они там будут сидят со Светланой и ждут, пока мы удовлетворим. Я хотел маечку взять вот с такими картинками, но маечки получается картинка маленькая. Так как-то площадь маленькую занимает. Вообще, ну неплохо, неплохо, но легенькое, миленькое неплохо. Такое, хорошо.
Only
Torontes. What's Torontes? Brand of
is the name. It's the name of the grape, and the grape is grown in mainly in Argentina nowadays.
В Аргентине растет.
But it originated in Spain.
Okay.
It came from Spain.
Okay. Оригинально из Испании.
But if you like muscats, you might like this.
Да. Я попросил, нет ли мускатика у них, они говорят, мускатика нет.
Okay, I'm going to probably try that too, because I love muscat. But at the same time,
да, у нас назад красненькие больше любят.
I prefer red.
Because red. Okay.
Sometimes white gives me some headache.
But друзья, this по моему shouldn't... лицу вы увидите, so right. Похоже ли это на мускат.
All right. Okay. Cheers. Mmm, that is... That, I can feel that.
Здесь это букет невероятный.
Yeah, this is interesting. So that... My wife would laugh. So I'm gonna need to share.
Okay. Так, это сира. Вино птиц сира, да. Из Сан-Франциско Бэй. То есть как бы не местных гор, так сказать, Санта-Крузовских, а немножко в стороне. Сан-Франциско Бэй. Так, давай. Звук хороший, да.
Хороший, да.
Так, друзья, мы выпиваем. Типа дегустируем.
На здоровье.
У нас, говорят, Зайгизунд.
Зайгизунд,
да. Будь здоров. Это, ну, во всяком случае, евреи так говорят.
Евреи так говорят?
Да, на идиш. Зайгизунд, да. Хорошее вино. Оно такое легкое. И букетик есть. И насколько я вот больше там, скажем, какой-нибудь Каберне Совиньон больше, да? Но тем не менее, я хочу сказать, что очень приличное вино. Очень. И они здесь недорогие совсем.
Да.
Здесь вино там до 30. Даже за 30 бутылка ни одного нет. Там 28. Там.
Nice color.
Угу. Очень, очень милое вино.
I used to work on cruise ships.
Друзья, Зинфандел. Значит, наш
beautiful вот, color, for sure,
хозяин, говорите, что он бывал в СССР, когда СССР еще был СССР. В Питере... Didn't go to Moscow?
No, I never got to Moscow. Okay. I got to, as I say, St. Petersburg, Leningrad. So I first went to Soviet Union in 80...
Something?
Yeah.
81, wow.
St. Petersburg is more like a European...
Yes, it was very... I thought it was a beautiful city.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Moscow is different.
It's still a beautiful city,
But there are two different cities, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then Yalta, you know, the holiday...
Yalta, yeah,
it's by Black Sea. Definitely a beautiful place.
And we used to go to the Lubka Palace.
Lubka, okay. Lubka Palace, I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Like it. Now... I'm getting better.
And then I went back when it was St. Petersburg after Zinfandel.
Слушай, хороший Зинфандел.
Зинфандел хороший. Я какой-то момент пил только Зинфандел.
Someone told me that Italians lost the...
Zinfandel.
And they finally imported it from California.
Croatia.
From Croatia. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Zinfandel, Italian version of it, calls differently.
Primitivo.
That's the word, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So they think that, well, they know now through DNA that the Zinfandel grape originated in Croatia.
Mm. Oh.
And then it was taken by to Italy, to the south of Italy. Is so Hrvati. Primitivo.
Is mm-hmm. Hrvati.
But also it was taken up to, what was it? The Vienna, Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it came from like Austria to the States.
Mm-hmm. Is that the popal США?
In like the 1800s.
Но в какой-то момент, они там то ли порубили, то ли что-то произошло с лозой. И они эту лозу потом обратно из Америки в Италию повезли.
Primitivo in Italy.
Так, я слышал такую историю. Mm-hmm. Что сказала Дамира про
второй хороший, она сказала.
Muscat likes.
Yeah, close to Muscat. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
She likes sweet wines. Sweet wines. Yes.
Yeah. And the
any
last
ice wines yes. someone makes in here, by the way.
No ice.
Just to know.
No, not round here.
Probably in the mountains somewhere.
Possibly.
Because, you know, it's supposed to be after the kind of a freezing, right?
Yes.
Because we are from Canada.
Yes.
You know, they do make ice wines all over the place, especially in the mountains.
Just wondering, how come an Englishman does wines rather than whiskies?
Well, I'm English, not Scottish.
You're from the south.
Okay. I'm from the south of England.
Yeah. Okay.
But no, as I say, I used to work on cruise ships, and my wife is from the States. We met working on the cruise ships,
mm-hmm.
And then I ended up here moving to Santa Cruz.
Okay.
So,
я спросил, почему она, будучи англичаном, делает вино, а не виски. Он говорит, я, говорит, не шотландец, я именно англичанин. Работал на круизных кораблях, познакомился там с женой. В общем, она из Santa Cruz.
Yeah, I've been in England in many places.
Yeah. Well, I'm from the south, Brighton, Sussex.
So what would be our next wine?
That would be Cab. Yeah.
You wanted the Cab.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Cabernet Sauvignon, okay.
In French, that would be Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yes.
You have to say it to the...
You know, my daughter says, always, don't say that. You know, it's just Cab.
Okay, to the nose.
Yeah.
Cabernet Sauvignon. Okay.
Exactly.
Sauvignon. Так, у нас есть зрители из Франции, они меня поправят. Каберне Савиньон, наш. So, it is actually kind of local wine, yeah?
Yeah, the grapes are from... Palo Alto area.
Palo Alto.
Yeah. Yes, so the actual, these grapes are grown on Stanford University's medical center.
Uh-huh.
So they have a vineyard.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have a vineyard right there?
Виноградник есть в Стэнфорде, в медицинском центре Стэнфордского университета, и вот он прямо совсем сам.
See, we're learning a lot of new things today, it seems like.
Yeah, I just live near by, I mean, in Sunnyvale.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah, so there's a small couple of acre vineyard. Yeah?
Wow. Так, друзья.
Something like
а у него, видишь, смотри, вот картины, которые рисовал его брат, они на этикетках бутылочек.
Those labels on your bottle, are they are those so pictures the, as well?
Yeah, so that's the artist's.
One of them, okay.
He did this one specially for the bottle.
Okay.
So this is the Westcliff, just down the road here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, okay. Wow. Yeah.
То есть как бы локальная этикетка. Слушай, нам повезло с мужиком, да? Окей.
We're learning something new. This is a great place. We decided to stop by.
Okay.
Yeah. We know something.
Yeah, I remember the pictures here. I said, okay, we have to go to
that
place.
That's why, okay. Yeah, Mike mentioned that there are nice pictures. Yeah, we need to stop by.
I was here last time. Prior to pandemic, so
Yeah,
it's been a while, for sure.
It's been a while.
Actually, did it really change kind of your business, the pandemic? Yeah. It probably did.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, we're still working through it, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not overcame it.
So it's interesting, during the pandemic years, actually sales kind of went up a bit, but this year sales have gone down.
Во время пандемии продажи выросли, а сейчас упало.
Everywhere.
Now
то есть народ как бы
again,
yes.
начал путешествовать и меньше покупает.
International traveling.
International, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see all those commercials.
Yeah.
Paris, but in, you know, Italy, all in, those places.
In yeah. your, in your place. Business, so most of the consumption is going to local people? Or?
Yes, I would say, well, Santa Cruz being a tourist town, we do get visitors, mm-hmm. but most of our sales are to the community, the local.
Do you feel actual competition with the rest of the wineries and...
Yes, but we certainly...
It's always like that problem.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, you really have to kind of navigate yes. within that.
But one thing about here, we all do different things. Mm-hmm. So next door he has sparkling wine.
No, oh, sparkling wine.
Mm-hmm. And he does kind of like Pinot Noir and...
Да, слева мужик, он делает игристые вина.
Portuguese varieties.
Oh, okay. То есть они разные.
Folks over there, they do like Zinfandel and... not Zinfandel.
Они не делают одни и те же вина.
Cabernet and Chardonnay.
То есть они специализируются в разных вещах.
Kind of a...
То есть конкуренция их не так сильно
делает. And it depends.
Yeah.
Whoever and whatever they want, right?
That's right,
yes. So they stop by... Okay. Might be going one by one.
Let's,
door,
let's do the Cabernet.
Okay, let's do another
okay,
one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cheers.
Друзья,
yeah,
только cheers. Для вас. Yeah. Только
looks
для
really
вас.
Good. Looks
Cabernet
really good.
На нашем
the
канале.
Color.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Cab is cab, right?
So,
cab is cab,
yeah. Follow all the rules.
Especially it's local. Who yes. knew? Who
yeah.
knew?
Who knew?
So it means... You're buying all those grapes from different places,
yes.
And you're making your
wine here,
right
yes.
over here.
Yeah. So yeah, I've got grapes like, you know, Santa Cruz, Santa Clara County, San Benito.
So it means to be able to make wine, you don't really have to have all those, you know, plants and with grapes and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, he doesn't have to grow them.
Yeah,
you
know,
I don't.
You
grow.
Don't.
I buy from a grower.
Yeah,
from,
I see.
Growers.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
But those barrels.
Yes.
Are they you know, used to be for whiskey for
well,
anything?
No, no,
because
no, were,
people or in some wines. So,
get,
you откуда, can
откуда
see.
Бочки взялись,
they used to be.
You know,
yes, that's right. Yes. No, these were all made for wine.
Okay.
For just
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Wine.
But
okay.
some people nowadays.
But they're still oak ones, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Дубовые бочки дубовые.
But I do have a couple of acacia wood barrels.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's unusual.
Unusual, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Ладно, друзья, давайте мы тогда попрощаемся
okay.
с хозяином.
Yeah. I'm gonna finish this.
Is that
thank
your
you very much. Yeah,
kind of
really
business card?
Nice.
No,
chocolate
that's
wine pairing.
My business
oh.
card.
Oh, what is it talking about?
So
chocolate and
as he's
wine.
A blogger, probably many people will be seeing this video. No. So
okay.
probably a good idea to
yeah,
to
talk.
Give something.
Да, друзья,
right?
будете в Санта-Крус, заезжайте.
So так. This is my yeah.
Business card.
Business card.
Yeah.
That's the business
okay,
card.
Let me show it to
chocolate and wine
our
pairing.
Viewers.
Yes, that's just a.
I, you know, we've done that in one of the places in Canada.
Yeah.
You know, you go there. You know,
так.
You're asking for iced wine.
Yeah.
Michael,
and they pour it into that
okay.
small
so,
glass.
Address, telephone.
It's chocolate
друзья,
glass.
Yeah.
And you
get
it. It's already
это место.
Kind of a.